Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, 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 thank you. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, in a spirit of humility and submission, Father God, in a spirit of confessions, as we confess every sin of omission and commission, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we ask that you would forgive us, and we thank you for doing so. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, even when we are not that faithful to you. Father God, for you said if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father God, we honor you even right now, Father God. We embrace this day, Father God, the last day in the year. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. The last day, Father. Hallelujah. And we say thank you that you brought us this far by faith. Father God, nobody but you. Nobody but you. Father God, if you hadn't done it, it wasn't going to get done, Father God, because it's too much adversity around us, Father God. The powers of darkness around us, Father God, sin on every side, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, but you did do it, and we thank you that you did. And so, Father God, we embrace this new day by faith, new mercies we see. We thank you for it. Help us, Father God, to be good stewards over this day, not to squander this day, Father God, not to lean to our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all of our ways. So we say thank you. We say thank you. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for this platform. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for everything. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And now we commit this service into your hands. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. We surrender that back to you. We give the day back to you. We give ourselves to you. Everything you've given to us, we commit to you, Father God, because we know that you know what to do with it. Amen. Hallelujah. Your wisdom. Amen. You know everything. Hallelujah. Nothing is hidden from you. Oh, my God. How beautiful. How beautiful to know that nothing is hidden from our God, Father. You know where everything is, and we thank you for leading us to the treasures of darkness and hidden riches and secret places. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, Amen, amen, amen. And our soul says, Amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. Amen. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF. Today, God is first. Amen. And we want to thank God that God is first on this last Friday. This last Friday in the week, this last Friday in the month, and this last Friday in the year of 2021. Oh, my God, my God. More people have died this year than any other year. Glory, a lot of folks, amen, died this year, beloved. Amen. Some of them went to heaven. Some of them went to hell. Amen. Glory be to God. But we are still here. Amen. And we are not here, amen, per chance. That's because God has protected us. Amen. And God has a purpose. Amen. For us being here. Amen. So we said we are happy about it. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. I am your host. Amen. And your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. If this is your first time with this ministry, amen, we want to welcome you in the name of the Lord. We will also want to encourage you that you have come to the right place at the right time. Why? Because Jesus is here, amen, and Jesus Christ is Lord, amen. So have a seat at the breakfast table, amen. Breakfast is about to be served, the breakfast for champions. It is our spiritual breakfast. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord, amen. Hallelujah. God prepares a table before us, even the presence of our enemies. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, Monday through Saturdays at this hour, and then we come back at 12 o'clock on Sundays, amen. And we have our fellowship service right here. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Give you time to do some other stuff and come on. Amen. And have brunch with us. Amen. And so we bless the name of the Lord. Beloved, amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God as we prayed this morning on our 5 o'clock platform on Facebook Live. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. We made it. Amen. Hallelujah. So now what? Okay, well, this is it. Amen. Let us go straight to the word on this morning. Amen. Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. Hallelujah. And I want to just read just about 2 or 3 verses in your hearing. Amen. Glory be to God. And starting with verse number 12. And it reads as this. Brother Paul writing here. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Somebody say one thing. Oh, God. Oh, my God. But this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. And Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Beloved, Brother Paul's, amen, hallelujah. This one thing I do, amen, hallelujah. This one thing, forgetting those things which are behind, that's a major one thing. that's a major one thing, amen, glory be to God, because some of us, amen, are still, some of us, beloved, and we know it's true, amen, glory be to God, and we think it's life, we think, if this is the way life is meant to live, but it's a lie. Amen. Some of us are not living in, this is 2021, amen, going out. Some of us are living in 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015. How far back can you go? Beloved, today, this day right here, December 31st, 2021, 1 year is closing and another year is about to begin. Let me ask you a question, beloved. Is your year ending the way you prayed it would? Or do you need to make some alterations in your heart quickly? I mean, like, real quickly, because you know, like, at 12 o'clock it's going to be over. Some quick alterations, beloved, to get back on track with what God wants to do in your life so you can start the new year right. Beloved, we want to start the new year right. Glory, this about everybody I know, glory be to God, want to start the new year right. And sometimes to get to start that new year right, beloved, we got to do some confessions. We got to ask God to forgive us. We got to ask God to help us adjust our hearts. We want to be a Christian, not in somebody's church role, but we want to be a Christian in our hearts. And we want to get on track to what God has called us to do. So some of us know that we off track. Some of us know we stepped off. Some of us know we made detours. Some of us know that we went looking for shortcuts. Huh? How is your year ending, beloved? Maybe some of you say, oh my God, this has been a wonderful year. I fulfilled all my heart's desire. God met my expectations. He exceeded my expectations. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And guess what? Amen. It's still bigger and better. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. It's still bigger and better. There's still more. Why? Because the Bible says we move from faith to faith. And we move from glory to glory. Oh, my God. The excitement never ends in him. The joy never runs out in him. You can't get empty in him. Well, you can, but if you do it his way, you can't. Come on now. I say it gets better. Glory be. Sometimes you're in relationships with individuals, and the more time you spend in that relationship, the relationship turns sour. You know what I mean? The relationship went bad. You don't know what happened. You started out laughing. Now you're fighting. You know, glory be to God. And we hear about it all the time, unfortunately, beloved. Amen. But not with the Lord. When you walk with the Lord, beloved, let me tell you something. You abide in him and he abiding with you. And that relationship gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter, get better. And I get to the point, let me tell you something. You don't want nothing to separate you from him. Glory be to God. Not a moment. You don't want nobody even acting like they're coming to interfere in this relationship. If this relationship is sweet and it gets gooder and gooder. You said that ain't no word. Well, I just made it up. It gets gooder and gooder, huh? Amen. Glory be to the living God. Amen. Beloved, I know even in my own personal life, there's been many times, amen, that I've come close to the end of the calendar year and wondered if I was going to accomplish everything that I sensed the Lord instructed me to do in that year. See? And there's been the close of the years. Amen. Glory be to God. And I knew I came short. I knew there was more for me to do that year that I didn't do it. Amen. For whatever the reason was. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, but in your personal life this morning, if it's too late to do what you should have done this year, because God gave you 365 days to do it. We had 12 months. I don't, y'all know I like math. Don't let me calculate the hours. Yeah, because I will calculate the hours. See? Matter of fact, amen, you done taught me into it. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it anyhow. Okay, so here we go. So let me find my calendar. Let me find my calculator. Here's my calculator right here. All right, so what do we have here? So we have, clear that. We have 365 days this year. And then we had 365 days, and you got 24 hours in one day. That's 8,000 hours. That's 8,000. No, got to be more than that. Wait, let me try that one more time. We got 365 days, and you got 24 hours in one day. So that is right. 1,000 hours. God gave you 8,000 for 2021. God gave you 8,760 hours, and that's a lot of hours. Now, you definitely, amen, cannot make happen. Maybe you can't make happen in this one day when you only have 24 hours to do what God already gave you 8,000 hours to do. All right? So maybe it's too late, beloved. But it's time for you, as according to our brother Paul this morning, beloved, according to the words of the Lord, it's time for you to forget those things that are behind. It's not too late for you to do that. It's not too late for you to do that. Forget those things which are behind and to reach forth unto the things which are before. To reach. You see, you got to put some effort there. It's actually when you reach. Okay, so if I walked into my kitchen and picked up, I see a can of Lysol on my table here. If I went to pick up, okay, that can of Lysol, it's no real big thing. I just walk over to the Lysol and I just pick it up. But if I want to get something out of my cabinet, my kitchen cabinet on the top shelf, I can't just go and reach for it like that, beloved. I got to put a little effort in it now. See? I got to stretch my arm a little bit. I may have to, you know, go get my little stepping stool, step on there, and then reach for it. It's taking some effort to get this thing because it's a little bit beyond my reach, but it's reachable. It's a little bit beyond my reach, but it's attainable. Beloved, that's how it is in your life. It's attainable because God already gave it to you. But everything don't come automatic. Beloved, if everything was automatic, we would all be rich. Huh? Glory be to God. We would all have, you know, our businesses already set. We would all be, if it was just automatic, if all we had to do was just sit back and push some buttons like we're playing a game. No. Faith works when you work it. The word of God works when you work it. That's why the Lord said without faith, it's impossible to please him. This is why some people live their life with and some people live without. Why? Because the ones with were the ones who believed. They're no different than you and me. They just believed. Glory be to the living God. As I said this morning on the 5 o'clock call, glory be to God. Now, if you talk to, if you put a couple people in the room and you interview them on their success, and they have, some people have achieved really, attained really, substantial goals and achievements in life. And everybody has a different story. Everybody had a different journey, okay? But one thing that you're going to find out when that everybody has in common when you interview them, beloved, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, is they had to let go of their past. Beloved, when your past calls you up, your past got the same conversation. Your past is telling you the same old thing it talked about yesterday. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, amen, we must move forward. We must detach ourselves from those damaging habits, those damaging people, those damaging thoughts. Amen. Beloved, we have to detach ourselves, even if it's not damaging. It might not really be that bad. But the Lord is calling you higher. The Lord is calling you different. Glory be to God. Abraham didn't really have a bad life. God was just calling him out. Moses, what are you talking about? Moses grew up in Pharaoh's house. He grew up in the king's house. Moses didn't need nothing. He grew up in the palace. God called him out. See, he didn't know God was calling him when he was running for his life. And sometimes the Lord will put a little pressure behind you, beloved, but God ain't going to make you do nothing, amen, that you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. He ain't going to make you, amen, glory be to God. But if you give God the will, amen, if you just give God the will, give God something to work with, God said he can handle it from there. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. He's telling us to forget those things, forgetting those things which are behind. That word forget in the Greek, beloved, depicts something that is done with, something that is accomplished, something that is no longer an issue before you. We talked about issues this morning. It's no longer an issue. Why? Because I don't forget about it. It's no longer an issue. Why? But because I'm done with it. Forget it. Just forget it. See? I choose to forget it. But wasn't it good? Yeah, it was good, but it's over. Baby, the egg is already fried. You can't go back and put that egg up in the shell. It's over. Forget it. Well, what time did you get out of bed yesterday? Oh, God, I woke up at 7. Oh, I really meant to get up at 6. You can't change the time you got out of bed, baby. You stop crying.
I just wanted to get up early because I wanted to go to the airport with him.
Yeah, dry your eyes, blow the snot. You can't go back until yesterday. The plane is off. You wanted to be at the airport with him. You didn't make it. It's over. Beloved, we can't go back until yesterday. We got to get that in our head. And the devil has so many of God's people trapped. Y'all remember, yeah, and he was my first love. And yeah, y'all remember this? Yeah, remember? See, and we want to travel back. Let me tell you something. Every time you think back, you travel back. That's why Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt. Well, all she did was to look back. Yeah, but she went back. Why? Because as a man thinketh, so is he. I travel all around the world. Look, right now, I can say, I'll be back in 2 seconds, y'all. And guess what happened in 2 seconds? I didn't go to the bathroom. I went to Jamaica. How you do that? In my thoughts. Wherever your thoughts are, that's where you are, beloved. You cannot be in your future stuck in your past. I don't care if it was good experiences, bad experiences, a broke experience, a rich experience, a sick experience. I don't care what kind of experience. It's over. Can you get it in your head? It's over. So I know some people that's living on the accomplishments of yesterday. Yes, you made it. Yeah, you achieved. Okay, yeah, you was the number one. Yeah, but that was yesterday. That was yesterday's achievement. God is moving us from faith to faith and from glory to glory, beloved. Amen. There's so much more for us. Jesus came to give us all an abundant life. And sometimes we just settle. We just settle. We just settle. Somebody broke our hearts. Amen. We don't want to give nobody else another chance. You still crying, amen, over a relationship, amen, that broke up 2, 3, 4 years ago, months ago. The other person that went on, remarried, whatever the situation is, and you somewhere crying. Blood pressure high, sugar diabetes, all type of symptoms, getting fat, whatever, losing weight, whatever. What's wrong with you?
I'm grieving.
I shared with him this morning, glory be to God, I met a lady, glory be to God, and she was grief. She was in grief. I met her, I forgot where we was together, young woman, maybe in her mid-20s, late 20s, amen, and said she was grieving over her mother. Her mother had died. She was grieving over her mother. So, of course, you know, the first thing you're going to do, you're going to be sympathetic and, oh, okay, and try to talk to him and pray for him. Then I went on to talk with the lady, come to find out her mother died 10 years ago. 10 years ago, and you still in grief? That's a spirit. And some of us are wrapped up in all type of spirits, beloved. Glory be to God that's hindering us, amen, from fulfilling our capacity.
And this new year, beloved, we want to pray, amen, that God will expand our capacity to achieve. And the only way we're going to expand our capacity to achieve is to expand our capacity to believe, that we can expand our capacity to become, that we can expand our capacity to lead as others follow us, as we, amen, follow the Lord. Change is not change until it is change. We cannot, beloved, as if we enter 2022 doing the same thing we did in 2021, 2020, 2019, we're going to get the same results. I keep trying. Yeah, but you keep trying it the same way. How many times does failure have to introduce itself to you? You learn from those experiences and you keep moving. You keep moving. You keep moving. Jesus didn't stay in the grave. That was ultimate victory for him. He didn't stay in the grave. He got up. Yes, Brother Paul says, beloved, amen, we must forget. He must forget. He said, this one thing I do. And beloved, and I think he put emphasis on one thing because that seems to be the hardest thing for not just the body of Christ, but people at large.
I remember when they hurt me. I remember this.
Yeah, your memories. Thank God that you have a memory. Okay, so you take those memories, and now what you want to do, you want to build your future based on the past. If that was good, let's see if we can make it better. If that was bad, let's not make that mistake no more. See, glory be to God. But Brother Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind. The word behind, beloved, describes something that no longer has relevance in your life. Oh, no, that's old. That's old. You can throw that away. Yeah. Okay, get rid of that. That's old. Antiquated. That's antiquated. That's outdated. That's no longer applicable. See? Some of us need to tell ourselves, amen, in situations, you're no longer applicable. That's no longer applicable. This habit is no longer applicable. This thought is no longer applicable. Glory be to God. Why? Because God is calling me into something different. God is calling me into something new. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. That's why I encourage you, get your dream boards. Matter of fact, look at the dream board. Look at your business plan. Glory be to God. Amen. What does the Lord strategize? Without a vision, the people perish. Let me tell you something, beloved, about having a dream, having a goal. People with dreams don't look back. The only people that's looking back, living in their past, because they don't have a vision, they don't have a goal, they don't have a dream. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream. Amen. Hallelujah. He's gone, and his dream is still on. Is still living. Glory be to God. Rather than focus on things of the past that no longer have relevance in your life, beloved, it's time for you to reach forth. It's going to be a little effort. You're not going to die. You need to stretch a little bit anyhow. We know stretching is good for you. Your doctor will tell you to work out at least 20 minutes a day, three times a week. You need to stretch anyhow. Now, he's talking about from a physical standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint, you need to stretch. Glory be to God. Because what? You're expanding your capacity. A woman that is pregnant with child, her belly stretches pretty far out in those 9 months, don't it? But what happens? She brings forth that beautiful baby. Huh? Glory be to God. You're not going to burst. you got to reach forth unto those things that are before. Amen. When we say reach forth, beloved, in the Greek, glory be to God, hallelujah, it pictures a runner in a race. running with every ounce of strength that he can muster to get around that final bend. Glory be to God. In the stadium. Give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Make sure. Look like my computer. Okay. All right. All right. Just want to make sure this wasn't going to die. Amen. Hallelujah. So, amen, running with every ounce of strength that he can muster to get around the final bend in the stadium one last time and finish as the winner. He's not running because he don't have nothing else to do. She don't have nothing else to do. They running because they want to win. Beloved, you got to win. You got to want to win. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Reach it for you want to win. It's only one way you're going to win. Now, can you imagine a runner, amen, and the, y'all watch the Olympics. Some of you made me run yourself, okay? And they're running, amen, but they're looking, they're turning around looking to see, you know, who's behind them, how far the runner-up is, and running forward but looking back. Can you imagine? They're not going to win that race. They're not going to win that race. Because every time you look back, it slows you down. Every time you look back, it slows you down. You get in your car to start your car to go to wherever you're going, or somebody else is driving, and they trying to drive forward, but looking in their rearview mirror, stuck in their rearview mirror. Now, I'm not talking about glancing into the rearview mirror to make the proper adjustments. I'm talking about somebody who's stuck in the rearview mirror. You know, it's just a couple seconds and it's going to be a crash. Beloved, amen. We have to stop living in the crashes of life. Glory be to God. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And we look, beloved, amen. And we say we're going to do it. We know it's easier said than done. But you have to begin by saying it, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. You begin by speaking it, even if you don't believe it, even if it sounds like a lie, even if it sounds foreign. Okay, because your faith will always rise to the level of your expectations. Okay, your faith will always rise to the level of your confessions. So you begin by speaking it. Speak it long enough, beloved. Amen. Sooner or later, just keep saying it, amen, glory be to God. Now you're going to start thinking it. I'm able to leave this behind, I'm able to move forward now, I'm going forward, I'm going to do it God's way, I'm going to do it different, I say yes, see? So you make that decision even before you make a move. And then once it gets to your heart, now you are in agreement with yourself. See, because if otherwise, the Bible says a double-minded man shall receive nothing from the Lord. A double-minded man is when you are not in agreement with yourself. Your mouth is saying one thing, you're thinking a different way and haven't even reached the heart yet. But beloved, when your mouth, your thoughts, and your heart is on one accord, you are a force to be reckoned with. Because God is already in you and waiting on you to make a decision. Say, I'll go. I'm a little fearful, but I'll do it, God. I'm a little scared, but I'll do it. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't know what's going to happen anyhow. So I don't know what's going to happen if I don't do it. So I might as well find out what's going to happen if I do do it. God, I say yes. I say yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Faith, beloved. Faith. So, beloved, today is your last day to make wrongs right and to do things that you know you ought to do. This year is closing, beloved, and about... let me see, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, in 18 hours from now, a little less than 18 hours from now, beloved, this year be gone. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time to make up your mind. That's a lot of time to get some stuff started. It's a lot of time. Okay. All right. Wait a minute. I'm closing, but let me pull out my calculator again. Let me pull it out. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. So, all right. So we got, just say about 17 and a half hours. Okay. So let's go with this to say 17 hours, and you got 60 minutes an hour. That's over 1,000 minutes, beloved. That's over 1,000 minutes we have before this year is over. You can get something started. You might not be able to finish it because you procrastinated all year. But that's enough time to get something started. Glory be to God. But before you, beloved, we want to thank God. It's a glorious new beginning. If the Lord tarry, beloved, and we usher in 2022, a glorious new beginning, a clean page, a clean year, nothing is on it. Glory be to God. You can start all over again. Hallelujah. And you can start new. You can start new. Hallelujah. But with a new attitude. With a new attitude. Beloved, amen. When somebody gets up and quit their job, they didn't make a decision right then, that moment, to quit their job. They made a decision a long time ago they was quitting their job. They made a decision a long time ago that this relationship was over. They made a decision a long time ago. Amen, beloved. Amen. Everything starts with a decision. Everything starts with a decision. Will you make a decision today? So I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. I'm going to do God. I know what it is. I was hoping God would change his mind. I was hoping God would change his mind. But since God didn't change his mind, I'm going to change mine. And I'm going to tell the Lord yes. Beloved, the Holy Spirit wants to divinely energize you to run your race in this new year with your eyes and your whole being fixed on the goal, looking in one direction. As we talked about yesterday, focus, focus, focus. What? Seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Why? Because that's the only thing that's going to count anyhow. Everything else is going to pass away. What does the profit of man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Only what we do for Christ is going to last. And beloved, let me tell you something. When you say yes to the Lord, most people think if they say yes to the Lord, they're going to be sad. They're going to be lonely. No, baby, you're going to be the happiest you ever been. You're going to be the most fulfilled you ever been. God is in your best interest always and at all times. And the devil wants you to think otherwise, but he's a liar. And you can't believe a liar. It may be challenging, but if you surrender to the Holy Spirit's control, he'll take you where you could never have gone without him. And he'll take you where you never could have gone by yourself. And that's the truth and the old truth. And nothing but the truth. So, beloved, when you lay your head on your pillow tonight and you say farewell to this year, 2021, make sure that you also welcome the new year with faith, with confidence, and a commitment that in this new year you will accomplish every dream. In this new year you will accomplish every goal and every desire that God has put in your heart to accomplish over the next 12 months. And he said, if you delight yourself in him, he will grant you the desires of your heart. You want to know why God said that? Because guess who's the one who put the desires in your heart in the first place? Amen. Beloved, fight for your future. You got to fight for it. You have to fight for your future. Amen. We'll pick that up, amen, tonight, Lord's willing, amen, at 9:30, amen, if the Lord tarry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, this has been an awesome year in which you have taught us so much. Our heart is overflowing with thankfulness for every challenge that you've helped us to overcome and for every lesson that you have taught us that has helped us, Father God, and molded us into the image of Jesus Christ. We are simply filled with gratitude that you have done so much in our hearts during this year of 2021. And we believe that the next year, Father, 2022, will be even richer and fuller than the one that we are presently completing. Father God, as we reach the finish line of this year and the next 17 hours or so, we forget what is behind us and we reach for what is ahead. And for all of this, Father, we give you thanks, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. All right. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God, and will not return unto him void. Amen. Hallelujah. Fight for your future. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be talking some more about our future tonight. Amen. Glory be to God on our 9:30 New Year's Eve service. Amen. Erica hooked it up. Amen. And she made it real easy for us. Amen. We're going to be on Facebook and YouTube, but all you have to do is hit the link on our Facebook page, and I'm going to be sending everybody a link on their text message. All you got to do is hit that link and on your phone, on your computer, and it's going to take you right into the YouTube room. Amen. 9:30 tonight. Amen. One message, two preachers. Amen. Mother and daughter duo. Amen. Tag team service. Amen. And we're talking about embracing the new. Amen. That is our subject. Amen for tonight. Amen. Before then, Lord's willing, we will be meeting at 12 o'clock today. Amen for the 12 o'clock prayer altar. Amen. Glory be to God. The last prayer. Amen. Altar for 2021. Amen. At 12 o'clock today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Call in. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Telephone number is 385-799-9729, 385-799-9729. All right, beloved, amen, hallelujah. But today is offering day, amen, here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen, glory be to God, amen. We ask you to consider making a year in offering. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen, beloved. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord. This ministry pays tithes and offerings. Amen. And the Lord told me to do something special on yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. And I was obedient. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't even look at the money. I didn't do nothing. I just did what the Lord told me to do. And within 1 hour later, it wasn't even an hour later. It wasn't even an hour later. Amen. Glory be to God. That was returned 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. Amen, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us not, amen, close out this year, amen, having God in debt. Some of us are indebted to the Lord. It's one thing to owe some people and say, I'll pay you next month. Amen. Give me, you know what I mean? It's one thing to owe some people, amen, beloved. Don't go into 2022 owing the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Calculate, amen, the money that you made last year and make sure you gave God all his 10%. Don't let 12 o'clock go by and you haven't given God all his 10%. And that's just the minimum. That's the, don't enter into 2022 owing the Lord. You can't afford that. You want to cross over, amen, in the surplus. You give God a little bit extra. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Because you can't beat God's giving. Amen. Glory be. Several ways you can sow into the soil of this word. Amen, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. Lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. On Cash App, address is $Lifewordjesus, $Lifewordjesus. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right, saints. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Amen. It's been a pleasure serving as the pastor here in this ministry all year long. Woo! Do you believe God took us through 365 messages? We met here every day for about two. I know God gave me off the day after my birthday. I think we had technical difficulties, maybe one or two days. We met at this platform over 360 days this year. What a blessing to serve. What a blessing to serve. Amen. And then multiply that times 11 years. Wow. But you know what? I've got the confirmation in my spirit. We ain't seen nothing till we see what 2022 gonna bring. I didn't come up no rhyme and no fine for 22. All I know, beloved, is the confirmation is there. And I know y'all feel the same way because we on the same page here in this ministry. We ain't seen nothing till we see what this year is going to bring. And it's already started. It's already started. Embrace yourself. And we are living in the worst of times, but we're living in the best of times. You ain't seen nothing for what God is going to do, amen, for those who love him, those who obey him, those who believe him, amen. But you're going to have to disconnect from your past, amen, and fight for your future and fight the good fight of faith. All right, I love you, amen. Pastor Bradford, Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. And your word will not return into you void. Thank you for empowering us. Some of us might do it crying. But we got to cut some strings. We got to cut some ties. And we got to begin with the ones in our mind and our thoughts. And when we cut it, there it's cut. That's what we're missing, Father. Now, that's the really only cutting that we have to do. When we cut it in our thoughts, everything else is going to drop off. Thank you, God, for giving us the mind of Christ and knowing that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. As we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, we have asked that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, sorrow, premature death. Father God, in the name of Jesus, accidents, incidents, and calamities. And we say thank you. For the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow to it. Meet us back at 12 o'clock, Father God, for the last prayer altar of the year. And then tonight at 9:30, Father God, we're giving you advanced praise for the change that's going to take place in the lives of people around the globe. Shackles are going to be broken. Souls are going to be saved. And lives will never be the same from the power of your word, Father. And we bind every spirit of interference, Father God, distraction, hindrance that will come, Father God, amen, to stop us from moving forward tonight, Father God, with what you have given us to do. And we say thank you right now in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling and present your faults to you for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord, amen, bless thee and keep thee. And the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. Amen. Glory be to God. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I love you. It's been a pleasure serving you all this year. And I ain't finished yet. I'm not finished yet. Amen. I still got to pray at 12 o'clock, and I still got to preach at 9:30. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's been a pleasure serving on the 6 a.m. platform. Amen. Because I won't be back here again until next year. Lord's willing. Love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen. God bless.
Traveled on every side. Sometimes I don't wanna try. Try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in.